Have you ever found yourself in a cycle of failure, whether it's one particular failure that you keep repeating over and over again, or whether it's different types of failures, but nonetheless, they keep happening and you don't know why? Well, guess what? This is habitual failure. We're going to talk about what that is today here on the Affirming Power Podcast and discover how to overcome this quickly. All right. So if you're ready, let's get started. Hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for joining me, Crystal Benford, on the Affirming Power Podcast. I am your host, and I'm so excited. I know it's been a while. I was a little under the weather, but hey, I'm back now. But listen, before we get started, if you have been following this podcast for a while and you are enjoying it, don't forget to follow if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform. And if you're watching that on YouTube, you know I need you to hit that subscribe button. Make sure that you also like these videos and feel free to comment anytime during any of these episodes because it helps a girl in the algorithm, okay? So without further ado, let's just jump right into this. Habitual failure. Let's talk about it. Okay. I got this revelation the other day. I was like, I think there's some things that I need to go on and overcome. It seems like some things keep happening over and over and over. Why is that? Why do we constantly find ourselves either in similar situations or the same situation happening again with different circumstances or maybe different people, but it seems to keep coming up? There is something deeper to this than, hey, going through a series of failures, right? So we're going to talk about this habitual failure, okay? So we can overcome this like quick, okay? First of all, let's talk about what the word habitual means, habitual, okay? From Merriam-Webster Dictionary, because you know I love the definition of a word, but from that dictionary, it says regularly or repeatedly doing or practicing something or acting in some manner, having the nature of a habit. Have you found yourself in a series? And this might not have been all your life, but it could have been, you noticed this even recently in a particular area of your life, that this particular failure or certain failures are a habit. They keep coming up. They come up regularly, maybe in different seasons or repeatedly. That's what the meaning of the word habitual means. But why do we go through these things? Another simplistic definition from Cambridge English Dictionary is usual or repeated. Usual or repeated. So let's talk about some of the effects of going through habitual failures, okay? Say, for example, I mean, I like to give examples to make it clear. But say, for example, if you are maybe your habitual, or you may feel like your habitual failure might be relationships. You just can't seem to get in relationships with the right type of people. But then you begin to see the people that you've either been dating or that you've been befriending. There is something usual or repeatedly that you keep running into or attracting the same type of people that are toxic. Okay, I'm just using that for an example. Now, you could take that same example and turn it around. Maybe there's something that you habitually have been going through or failing in other areas of your life. It could be career, it could be business, it could be maybe some type of emotional traumas or whatever. But think about that. What if there is something that is holding you in this cycle to keep going forward and forward and forward, or not even going forward? Let me change my words, honey, because forward is not the word. But you find yourself stuck in this same cycle over and over and over that keeps you from moving forward and moving on, then that would be a habitual failure. So let's talk about the habitual failures and how they affect us. Number one, if you notice that you keep going through this, it could be so draining, so exhausting, to the point where it makes you lose hope and confidence in yourself. hope for a better outcome. Well, this is just my life. These are the type of people that I attract. Well, this is just me. I can't get over this X, Y, Z. So I keep doing this. No, those are excuses. You don't have to stay in that place, because what happens when we stay in habitual failures, repeated failures over and over and over and over again, what happens is we lose hope of a better outcome, or we lose confidence in our ability to make the right decisions. Okay. But another one that how habitual failures can affect us is it can make you second guess yourself. So notice I said the hope, we lose our hope, we lose our confidence in making the right decisions, or that we can, you know, attract the right type of people or the right type of opportunities, and we're not failing over and over in a particular area. But it'll start to make you second guess yourself, like I said earlier, when making those decisions. Another thing, if we stay there in those habitual failures, if we stay there, it can lead to other types of failures. So you're compiling on top of these repeated failures, you're compiling other failures that are branching off from this habitual failure. You're piling that on top of that, and then it is even more draining and more exhausting. Listen, let me put this disclaimer in there. Failure is inevitable in life. We are going to have failures. So I'm not saying you should be perfect. I'm not saying you should do everything right, because there is no one perfect out there. No one is going to do everything right. But listen, failure we can learn from, okay? Failure is our little mistakes that we've made, whether it was our own doing or somebody else's doing. But these failures, if we look at them differently, these failures can allow us to gain more wisdom in life, and can make us more confident, can make us learn lessons that we need to learn so that we don't continue in a habitual failure state of mind or state of being. So that's why I had to put this disclaimer. Failure is inevitable. It's going to happen. No matter what we do, you can do everything right, everything perfect. But sometimes there's just going to be some failures. I mean, that's all there is to say. But failure doesn't have to be a bad thing. But when we find ourselves in these repeated failures over and over and over and over, it keeps happening. We keep attracting the wrong people. We keep losing out on opportunities. We keep, you know, going through these hardships over and over and over. There is something that is tying us to that we need to overcome. So now let's talk about five ways. I'm just going to give you five, okay? Five ways that we can break free of habitual failures. Number one, now you know what? I'm going to give six. The reason why, because I believe that everything is tied to us as spiritual beings. Sometimes there are things, I'm just going to go with the flow, but this was not even on my list, honey. So we're going to make it six. So I'm probably going to have to change the title, because it was originally five ways to break habitual failure. But now we're going to have to change it to six, because I want you to grasp a hold of the spiritual elements that are going on. Sometimes we tend to attach ourselves to spiritual things, to things that have happened in the past, even if it's a spiritual attack that led to a natural attack. You know, or attack in the natural realm, whether it was dealing with people or whether it was dealing with certain circumstances. Listen, we have to understand that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Okay. Understand that. But there are things that are impacting us going through these cycles over and over and over, because either there is a lesson that we have not learned yet, or...
Hey, Crystal Benford here. Listen, if you're enjoying the Affirming Power podcast and you are loving the information you're getting from these episodes, but are ready to take your life to the next level, then you have got to check out my book, Avoiding the Self-Sabotage Trap. It talks about 10 different types of self-sabotage that most people suffer from. If you are ready to overcome things like imposter syndrome, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, and more, then you have got to check it out at www.avoidselfsabotage.com.
I was about to say, there's a lesson we have not learned yet, or there's a lesson we have not learned yet. That's what it usually goes down, boils down to, you know. But let's just say that there is a lesson that we have not learned yet. And sometimes we are allowed to go through the same thing to get it, to gain that wisdom, to learn from that thing, to change our ways, to change the things that we do and how we perceive things and how we think things through and how we discern things. We have to understand that just like we're focused on these failures in the natural realm, a lot of times they can be tied to the spirit realm and to who we are in God. And if we are not focusing on, if we're not focusing on that we are overcomers, if we are not focusing on that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us, then guess what? We will stay in those failures, because then we will begin to try to do things on our own. Honey, I'm telling you, this was not even a part of the script, okay? The writing. Okay, but hey, listen, that we have got to understand that failures are, God has allowed us to be these amazing creative beings where even when failure comes, because we know that we're going to fail because we're human, but we can learn and gain this knowledge and wisdom and then move forward. But when we don't grasp what we need to grasp in that moment, when we don't learn that lesson, we find ourselves repeating that thing over and over and over, because either we're making the same decisions, we're allowing ourselves to be triggered in the same way, and it's moving us in a direction where we are like hamsters on a hamster wheel. Okay, so now let's get into the other ones. Okay, 5 ways. So I wanted you to understand that we are spiritual beings in a natural realm, but some things we are keeping ourselves on a plane because we're not learning that spiritual lesson. We're not learning that we need to make changes. We need to do things differently. We're not learning that. So think about, what is the lesson that I need to learn? That's going to be your number one. Okay. So then now, what was my number one is about to be my number two. Okay. Identify the root of the cause that led to that particular failure. Okay. Identify the root cause that led to that particular failure. Now, I want you to write these things down. Why? Because after you listen to this, I want you to meditate on this and literally write down your answer for yourself to these questions so that you can get some revelation behind why you're going through habitual failures. Okay. So identify the root cause. The root cause can be an experience that you had. It could be somebody that you dealt with on that first time. And then your second one is you're going to have to identify the triggers, because a lot of times when we go through bad experiences that can cause traumas, it causes triggers. And I'm not going to go into triggers is what can set you off subconsciously or consciously, you know, like say if somebody start yelling at you, immediately you go from 1 to 1,000 because something kicked up in you from when your mama, or your daddy yelled at you, and that was right before they was gonna beat you. Okay, I know that's drastic, but I'm trying to use the severity of that example to tell you how things stem from something. Things don't just come out of midair. You know, things still stem from something. So your number two, identify the root cause that led to that particular failure. So when did you first fail in that hurt you so bad, or that took root in you so deep that now you find yourself in such a state, a negative state, that you're now attracting these other things to you, or attracting this type of failure to you, where you keep going through this situation over and over again. Number three is going to be identifying the triggers that cause you to repeat the failure. So it might be something that you see coming and you're still treating it the same way that you did before. So meaning that you didn't learn the lesson before. So now you're treating it the same way as you treated it the last time, which is giving you the same result. Okay. Number four is find a way to disrupt the habitual trend of that failure. Okay. So find a way to disrupt the habitual trend of that failure. What is that going to take for you to do? That's going to take for any time that you're triggered again about that thing and you find yourself headed in that same direction, in that same habit or that same cycle, you're going to respond differently. You're going to do something different than what you've done before. I hope that makes sense. If y'all don't understand anything that I'm saying, or even if you do, leave a comment, okay? Because I will answer them. But, you know, you got to find what, okay. This is an example I'm giving you guys. This situation reminds me of when it happened like this, and I see it going in that same direction. The last time I reacted like this, which I want to react right now, but instead I'm not going to react the way I did the last time. Instead, I'm going to react in a different way. Because listen, what is the quote? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So if you want to break this habitual failure, if you want to break that, then you can't keep responding to this trigger or responding to this situation the same way that you responded in the past. Think about how you can disrupt that habit. Okay, how you can disrupt that. And it's going to be through how you respond to it. You're going to respond differently than what you responded, how you responded to it the last time or a few times. You're going to respond differently, then that way it's going to disrupt that cycle and then lead you in a different direction and possibly to the point where you are not repeating this failure. Okay. The next one is, and I think we're at number 5 because I told you I was going it turned into 6. Okay. Number 5 is pay attention to your feelings and emotions. Pay attention to your feelings or emotions surrounding that failure. What we don't understand is that the stronger the emotion to a thing, the more impactful it is in our lives. That could be high excitement or good vibrations, good feelings, or that can be angry, sad, depression, anxiety. No matter how strong that feeling is, it's attached to that thing. It's attached to that thing. So if you have a strong negative emotional feeling behind that failure, okay, whatever happened, whatever that initial experience was that led you into this cycle of failures, then you are going to pay attention. How did I feel then? Or how am I feeling now? Right now, I am angry. I feel like I want to chop somebody's head off, even though that sounds terrible. But it's putting me in such a negative state. And this is reminding me of the negative state I was in before. Okay, pay attention to those feelings because you need to disrupt those feelings and look at the better outcome or the confident expectation of good. So looking for a better outcome than what you have been through in the past, than what you see yourself going back through right now. Okay, pay attention to your emotions and your feelings because they matter. They matter. God allowed us to have these emotions and these feelings because he knew that, number one, they could warn us of things. You know, they bring on, they attract certain things. If you know, notice an optimistic person will attract more optimistic people. A pessimistic person will attract more pessimistic people. And they usually counter each other. It's rare that you see one attracting the other. That's so rare. You know, but think about your emotions. Is my emotion keeping me? Is there a negative emotion keeping me in this state of mind? You know what I mean? Keeping me in this state of mind that it keeps propelling me into this cycle. Okay. Now let's talk about number 6. Number 6 is going to be serious. Okay. Number 6. If you are finding it hard to get unstuck, trust me, I know I've been there. But if you find it hard to get unstuck, you've done these steps, you've been diligent in doing this, you're paying attention to your emotions, but you seem to keep going through these cycles, going through this failure, get help, honey. There is nothing embarrassing or nothing wrong with getting professional help. And I always say professional. If you want to talk to your minister or your pastor or, you know, deaconess or deacon at your church, then you do what you got to do. But I personally recommend that you talk to a professional that is bound by law not to tell your business. Okay. Just saying that. I just want to throw that out there. Okay. So yeah, get professional help, because the best thing about professional help is that it can help you to move out, you know, to take action and take the necessary strategic steps to help you to move out of these, trying to identify even on a deeper level what you've been going through, why you're still going through these habitual failures, why you're still attracting the wrong people in a relationship, why you still keep failing at business and in your career, why you still keep going through the same situations over and over and over and over again. And it seems like you can't get unstuck. You can't get unstuck mentally. You can't get unstuck spiritually. You can't get unstuck. And you feel like you're stuck in this place that you can't get out of. That's what professional help is for. They are trained to be able to help you to move forward out of being stuck and get into a place where you are able to come out and move forward and progress in life. All right. So I hope this helped you. I really do. Please leave a comment if this helped you, because I need to know that I'm giving y'all the stuff that you need and that you want. Okay. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. Okay. And then this quote is by Roy T. Bennett. Okay, I thought this quote was absolutely befitting for this. But remember this. The one who falls and gets up is stronger than the one who never tried. Do not fear failure, but rather fear not trying. So what does that mean? Instead of putting all your focus on that failure and how you keep going through it over and over and that something may be wrong with you, no, you are going to try. You are going to work hard diligently, and you are going to overcome it because you're going to do some things differently. Okay. You're not going to stay in that place of I fell down. Now I'm stuck and I can't get up. You are going to move forward. So try, and even more so, I don't even want to use the word try. I want you to do. Take action. Okay. It is up to you. Take action and move forward, and you will overcome this failure if you follow these steps. And like I said, if all else fails, honey, get professional help. There's nothing wrong with it, because they can help you get through it faster. All right. So if you enjoyed this, I say thank you. And don't forget to do all that good stuff. Subscribe, follow, leave a comment, like, share, blah, 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 all this stuff. And listen, thank you for joining me on the Affirming Power Podcast. I am your host, Crystal Benford. And until next time, stay blessed, y'all. Okay, bye.